Hello, this is 5 minutes to Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 727, 727, very lovely number, but it's not meant for gambling, for lotto. So it's been a beautiful time of hearing God's word, and I trust that today is a glorious day for you, and your morning is great, your day is glorious in the name of Jesus. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And that's why I always say to you, where I pause here and always say to you that you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ. We looked at the physical events that led to his death. We are now on the revelatory issues surrounding his death. So we've gone to Genesis to look at Abraham, that through the deadness of his body he was able to have a baby. And then we looked at the incarnation in Luke 1, and now we are in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. So that's what we've been looking at. My son, pay attention to my word. It was said that to pay God attention to God's word means that you have to now decrease your attention on social media and every other thing that gets your attention more than God's word. It's criminal. It's seriously criminal. You must pay attention to God's word. And we will go in depth into that. But before we do that, I want us to look at Mark 11:23. And in Mark 11:23, Mark 11, Jesus was with his disciples. He cursed the fig tree. And the following day when they came, he said, Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said that whosoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And that's when we began to ask ourselves, can anybody speak to a mountain? We thought it's pastors, we thought it's big men and women of God who speak to mountains. But he said, whosoever. Can any of us? Yes, everyone can speak. Because, listen, the born-again believer has got two ways he functions. In Revelation 1, 5 and 6. Revelation 1, 5 and 6. There is an interesting scripture there. It says, and from Jesus Christ, this is Jesus who has encountered John the Apostle, and he's talking about, he said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. I mean, if we want to talk about this, we'll take days to talk about this. And the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And what did he do? After he washed us from our sins in his own blood, he made us. Listen to the language of the Bible. Lord will make, not perhaps one day, not if you live right, if you are born well, if, no, he says he has already made the born again believer a king, a priest, and a king. A priest and a king, a priest and a king, who has made us kings and priests. You know, sometimes when the Bible is you're reading the word of God, what are some of the things that the way they are written? They are written for a purpose. If you said, Olivia, write this verse, I would have said, number one, a priest before a king. I would have written it, who has made us priests and kings unto our God. Priest, because priest for me is number one. But apparently for God, kings come before priests. Kings
come before people. How is that possible? Of course, that's why I said it to us in First Peter, but for ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. The priesthood is a kingly priesthood. You see, the priesthood is a kingly priesthood. So there are two ways the born again believer must function. You must function as a king, and you must function as a priest. What did I say? You must function as a king, and you must function as a priest. So somebody's asking, but what is the meaning of functioning as a king and functioning as a priest? When you say a priest, and I think that is easier for us to understand. The priest is quite clear and cut out. So for the priest, you are supposed to minister to God and man. The born again believer as a priest is supposed to minister to God upward, minister to man, minister to God, and minister to man. That is what your priesthood is about, to minister to God and to minister to man. Then what about the king? Your kinghood is in such a way that you are representing God's power and authority on earth. What are you doing? You are representing God's power and authority on earth. And as a king, you are supposed to do something. You are supposed to function by speaking. When you see a king and the king is sitting on his throne, he's not throwing his hands about. He's not throwing his legs about. He's not getting up to run and chase things. He sits on the throne, and the power of the king is in his words. He speaks and the servants are running. He speaks and men obey him. So this is who you are in Christ. Now somebody's looking at this, prophetess, me, I don't understand though. I understand the kingship, the priesthood part, and I don't know what about the kingship. I prefer, if you say that I'm a priest, I understand, but to be a king, I don't know what it really entails, my dear. Let me ask you a question, and the question is, if you go to the examination hall and they bring you the exam questions and they write session A 50%, session B 50%, now can you tell me that you would rather answer session A and not answer session B, and that answering session A will be sufficient for you to have excellence in your examination? That is a question to ask yourself. Oh, please, you are so blessed. Please come back for more.